So the Frozen Tears of Angels is the band's latest album, and it's the third chapter of the Dark Secret saga. Can you tell us more about the concept and ideas behind this album?
This is very important in the sense that, you know, from the chapter of the saga, everything depends, no? So the music, the composition, the approach that we have in the production, and whatever. So this is the lyrics are really fundamental for us. And in this third chapter of the saga, we have these five main characters moving in this terrible journey, moving from their lands to this icy Nordic landscape to discover something more about this dark secret that is the main element of all the saga, no? And in this chapter, we want really to underline the emotional aspect of this character. And as you probably know, in this saga contains a lot of connection with real modern life, no? Even if we speak about fantasy tales, there is a strong connection with the problems of the real life. There is always this element of search for something. In this case, they are trying to find this book of Arian that was written with the blood of the angels in the primordial times. So in my saga, I always like to include this concept of the search, the quest for something, no? That in the end is just the search for a higher level of spirituality, of consciousness.
And then how many more chapters do you think the saga has in it?
I think a couple more, because I think in 5-6 CDs I will be able to tell everything. You know, the saga is written before, no?
Yeah.
And then you can decide in the end how much to speak about every single event of the saga. So you can decide if to tell it, to resume it, or it's not like to write a book, no? To write a book, for example, about this saga, this Dark Secret saga, I would need at least three books, no? Because if I would really explain everything. And this is funny because my record company, many times, all the record companies that I had, they asked me to write, no? But of course, you know, already if I have the time to breathe, it's already fantastic. So, I mean, the problem is the lack of time, as you can understand. Or you make music or you write books. and so it's very difficult for me until now. Also, this is the consequence, let's say, no? The fact that the people don't know in all the details the story, it's very difficult then to resume everything in the booklet of a CD. And that's why with Retro we always try to offer something special, starting from the package, from the graphical aspect. That's why we chose this illustrator that is very good, because it represents really in a serious way what we wanted to speak about, no, in our saga. And so in the end, we always try to put a lot of emphasis creating these packages, all these things, and we have to say thanks to all our record companies, also now with Nuclear Blast, that really helps us a lot, giving us the possibility to make big booklets, all this stuff, so that the people can understand more, no? Because it's very complicated to resume a big, giant saga in some booklets of some CDs.
And aren't you guys afraid that you might be, you know, you might be categorized as a band that sings only about this stuff, and people would be afraid of getting into the band because you're kind of far ahead in the saga?
Not really, because in the saga, in reality, we speak about everything, no? And so the saga is the metaphor of the real life, no? As I always like to say, because, we spoke about everything from the beginning, also from the first saga, the Emerald Sword one, that was connecting the first four albums, and then passing to this one, now, as you told, we are the first chapter. This is not the people who don't like Rhapsody want to criticize us easily. The normal thing that they would say is, these are fantasy childish tales, no? But these people, of course, they don't know nothing. So if they come and speak with me, then I can tell you all what it's about. And if they are interested, they will know that there are all these hidden meanings, there is all these things related to psychology, philosophy, that is my big passion from when I was at school, no? And so I always like these enigmatic things of the past, the sacred geometry, this spiritual evolution of the human being. I always like to face the fact of this fight good against evil from a moral, genetic point of view, social point of view. So, I mean, there is so much of everything that the real people who like Rhapsody they know about this, so we don't care about the comments of the other people. We cannot be categorized, because if somebody would say, this is just a fantasy tale, this means that he doesn't care about our band, so he doesn't need to know us.
Yeah, pretty much exactly like that.
That's for fishing people.
And, I mean, the album took 4 years to be released after the Triumph of Agony, or Agony. Can you tell us what happened in between this time, since it was a few years?
Well, the typical legal problems that a band can have with its management or record company or whatever, no? So, of course, I cannot tell you about, because now we are at the point that probably something will be solved very soon. So we are very happy, but of course we didn't like so much the fact to be constricted to stay 4 years in silence, no? But that's why apart the fact that I cannot speak about this, of course, no? But for us this moment of releasing finally an album after such a long time is just a miracle and it's fantastic.
And, I mean, as the year's been going by, you guys release many albums. Is it getting easier to write the music and come up with the whole layout of how you want to make this the album?
Yeah, okay. After, the most important is when you get the experience of the studio, no? When you are in the studio, because when you compose the music, is one step, very important, and that's it. But then you can really decide which face to give to the album in the studio. And in this case, for example, I and Alex produced the album completely, for the first time totally, and we had a really clear vision before entering our German studio. We wanted really, for example, this album sounding more aggressive, with more guitars, because the chapter of the saga needed this, no? As I told you before, this album, for this part of the saga, I wanted to concentrate on this dark, emotional aspect of the characters during this long journey, no? That in the end is the journey of life, the journey from birth to death, with all the questions typical of the human being, from where we come, where do we go, what are we doing on this planet, all this, no? So, to describe all this, we wanted really a particular... Also, the lyrics are very different from the past, I would say, no? Also, the music had to follow, let's say, no? In the sense that the approach had to be very, very different from what we offered with the previous production, and that's why we decided to not go for the orchestra, and, for example, to leave more space to the guitar.
And then, do you think that by... I mean, putting your sound, simplified in a way your sound, would it work better in the live setting, or you don't consider that when you make an album?
Sorry, I didn't get this.
Oh, now that you said, like you said, you simplified the band's sound a little bit for more, from orchestra to guitars, do you think this will work in a live setting in a better way?
Okay, let's say that, you know, anyway, it doesn't matter really, because when we play on stage, we have the playback with us. We could not play. You know, when we started, we were between the first people that were using the playback in a so huge way, bringing all the orchestration of the albums on stage, you know. And so at the time, some people were seeing the mask. I don't know, it's something strange like this. And then after us, all the bands, I remember there was a period that all the bands, even more famous than us then, after had this kind of playback on Fade, all this stuff. So, and we always told, for me, that's fantastic to have the playback behind that, because this gives you even emotion and energy to you that are playing, you know? And so this is just fantastic. So for me, a performance is not only to offer something to the people, but it's something that I offer also to myself, because I enjoy playing something when there are big choirs behind me, all this, no, coming out from the speakers. So it doesn't matter really. Let's say that the songs of the new album, of course, you can think that they are more live-oriented, because as we told, there is less orchestra, all this, but in reality, it doesn't really matter, I would say, because now we are used to always face the stage in the same way, with the same technical things that we always bring with us, so doesn't really matter. We didn't think to compose this album more for a live situation, did I want to say, no? We just composed it because of the saga, like it is.
Oh, and you guys, there's not a lot of information. I mean, it says that you guys are going to have a tour, a worldwide tour in the next couple of months. Do you have any idea if you're going to hit the U.S. or not with that?
Yes, absolutely. Now, you know, we are organizing what I think will be the longest tour of Rhapsody history. So it will be something very, very important for us after so many years of silence. And I think we'll start in November from South America, like this. Then probably we'll play also some big festivals in USA. But right now I cannot tell you something precisely, you know. Our tour agency is still working on this, but they told me that it can be that we can play at some festivals, and then of course there will be a part of this worldwide tour. I don't know if before Europe or later, because in Europe we will play between January and February of the next year. So I don't know if before or later, of course we will visit also your country.
Okay, and we just got word that the new album charted in three different charts in the U.S. What do you guys think about that?
Sorry, you didn't get the first part. The second, yes, but the first, not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that the new album charted in three different Billboard charts here in the U.S.
Okay. I mean, this is amazing, because this album in general, at a worldwide level, was a big surprise regarding charts, no? We entered some charts that we never entered before, and this is just amazing, because we thought that after so much silence, that many people will forget about the band, no? and this seems that it's not like this. So, of course, this the most important thing is that this gives us really the possibility to think in a bigger way, to make a tour in some countries where we thought probably will not be possible to tour. So this is just fantastic, because it will give us the possibility to meet face-to-face with our fans, you know, and to play our music in front of them. And this is the best thing for an artist. So I mean, also USA is just amazing, because as you can imagine, for us, your country is very important, no? From a market point of view, but also because of the people, because I mean, USA, I mean, if you say in USA, I mean, this is just fantastic. It's a great confirmation for your band.
And where do you think that the band's going to go next after this album? Are you guys going to tour extensively? Do you have ideas for the next album already?
Yes, we're already working on your stuff. We're already working on your stuff, because, you know, usually before these 4 years of silence, we were releasing, I was releasing my solo album, or we were releasing Rhapsody albums, but with a certain continuity, no? Uh-huh. With a certain frequency, almost one album per year, I would say. So, as you can imagine, we would love to go back. I don't know if now we will release one album every year, but for sure next one will not come after a long time out. And this is important for us, because this is for us a new rebirth, already after releasing this album, finally I see our band name on the magazines once again. It's just fantastic, and we want to confirm this with a new release in a short time, no? So I mean, to tell to everybody that the Rhapsody of Fire are finally back, and I mean, when you have the possibility to release something once again like this, this gives you a lot of energy, no? And now we are putting all this energy into new compositions.
And when you guys are recording and writing, do you guys bump heads because you have problems with the ideas that you like it, Alex doesn't like it, and stuff like that, or you're pretty much a free-flowing band now?
No, because, you know, the easy thing is when not many people compose, no? So the fact that only me and Alex, we compose, this helps a lot in this sense, and we could not change this. For this album, there was this fact that there is also something composed by Fabio, that is our singer, and it is something very special, and we will go on in this way, because if he has some good, valid ideas, why not, no? But we started from the beginning, Rhapsody we created to satisfy our artistic vision, and so for us it's so great, it's like a flowing thing, no? As I told you, everything starts from the saga. I got to explain to Alex what we should represent lyrically and how should be translated into music. Then we put down the basic orchestral arrangement. But nothing of this happens in the rehearsing room. This just happens, really, we meet in a pizzeria, we meet in a place with the laptop, with a piece of paper, we put down the ideas on paper. We are very different from the typical compositive approach of the other bands, because I know that many bands rehearse in the rehearsing room, playing their instrument, but instead we compose everything on paper, and I think this is very, very important, no? Because if you miss this step, then can be that you don't get in the end what all the things that you could think, no? Because when you put yourself on paper, you can really brainstorming, think about new things that you want to add. When you're in the rehearsing room, if the product of your composition is just what you are able to play, it's something different, no? Can be great, fantastic, but I would miss something for Rhapsody. So it never started like this, and we go on with our particular compositive approach.
And moving a little bit aside from Rhapsody of Fire, Dream Quest, is there any plans for a newer release later on in your own project?
Yes. You know, it was a big mistake because this Dream Quest album, that by the way was very successful, it was something particular that I didn't want to release to my fans, no, for my fans. It had to be something completely different and not have even my name, but in the end, with the record company, the old one, we decided to go for my name, we took this decision, but in the end, it's something so different that my old fans that know me for the old music can or love it or hate it, no? Yeah. So it's funny when you go to Amazon, you see fantastic or what is this? This is amazing, no? But of course, I love really Dream Quest because it gives me really the possibility to compose something completely different from Rhapsody. And as you can imagine, for every artist, it's very important to express his emotion, feelings, also in different ways, no? Not in one way for all your life. And so both Dream Quest and both my solo album, Luca Turilli, give me this kind of possibility. So I think now we are working on new stuff, as I told you, for Rhapsody only, because this was the main priority. But after the next album of Rhapsody, I think I will speak again about solo album or stuff like that.
Oh, okay. And, I mean, over the years, you guys have had many different experiences with Rhapsody. Can you tell us, or can you tell starting bands, what are your thoughts on how to survive in the music industry these days?
You speak just about the economical aspect, or strange things happened?
As a musician, what do you have to do to survive, basically?
No, vabbè, we were very lucky because already from the first time when the sales were so great that we were able immediately to live out of music. So this was the best part of the story, no? But then, of course, in the business, there are many things that, I am not related to business at all. So, because it is typical of the artist, no? You compose, and this is the best part of your work, the composition, and then also when you receive the CD, you give the master to your record company, and then if the CD is welcomed in a great way, like our last album from the international press, that's another big, great satisfaction. With steps that gives you a lot of satisfaction, but all the rest of the business really is just business, no? So usually the artists with the business, they clash a lot because of course the record company, they have to think to sell the albums, but the artist in reality, he needs of course to eat, but he wants also to express whatever he wants. We were very lucky, I have to say, so in this way I consider myself very lucky, because all the record companies that we had until now, and we had three or four different until now, they gave us total freedom. And this is what really an artist needs, no? Apart from surviving, I think that this is the fundamental thing, because imagine if they tell you, ah, no, the song is not good, ah, no, you have to compose this in this direction, because we need to say like this. Luckily, to Rhapsody, this never happened, so we can consider ourselves very, very lucky.
Oh, okay. And just to close it off... what do you... Are there anything else you want to add for the American audience that will be listening to this interview?
We absolutely know that we are just waiting to be there, because we remember that the last time we played over there, it was one of our last shows, no? After the shows in your country, we played just a dozen more, but nothing else. And so for us, it would be great to start from the point where we ended everything, no? To restart, and so we're just waiting for most of the fun possible there, because we want really to spread a lot of energy, positive energy for them.
Okay, so thank you very much for the interview, and good luck with the promotion, and we hope to catch you guys in a live show.